The federal government has been levying charges against activists on the U.S.-Mexico border. The activists, a group called No More Deaths, has been an outspoken critic of the Border Patrol. Now they're arguing they're being retaliated against. Now we're joined by Fronteras Desk senior editor Michel Morisco, who's been covering a series of trials in this case from Tucson. Michel, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Well, so let's start on the border. Migrants who cross the border illegally continue to die along the border. 32 found in 2017. In fact, right in the area where the activists were sighted in the same year. So what's going on there?
Yeah, this is in the Cabeza Preta National Wildlife Refuge, right on the U.S.-Mexico border. Four people are on trial now. Four more will go to trial later. These are all misdemeanors, mind you. They were cited by U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service more than a year ago for driving in areas where Fish and Wildlife had said that they didn't have a permit to drive in, and for leaving, quote, personal property. The personal property, of course, were bottles of water and cans of beans and food that were left out for undocumented immigrants. The No More Deaths and the Border Patrol, the federal government, have had a contentious relationship going back 15 years.
What's especially interesting is that these cases were filed only after the Border Patrol agents were filmed destroying the water jugs that No More Deaths had left out for migrants.
Yeah, so in 2013, No More Deaths had recorded Border Patrol agents kicking over bottles of water, jugs of water that were left out for migrants. Again, in 2018, they released a video in January. The same day, Scott Warren, who is an ASU instructor, lives in Ajo and had been working with No More Deaths, he was arrested, charged with a felony human smuggling. This is the ninth person who is going to be going on trial here in Tucson. He's the only felony so far. And what's interesting, adding to this, you know, layers of unknowns, a little more than a year ago, the Border Patrol had encountered two felony drug smugglers from the state of Chihuahua, Mexico, who were staying at a No More Deaths camp just north of the border. So there's a lot of back and forth between No More Deaths and the U.S. Border Patrol.
And there's also a major accusation against the feds that they've been selectively enforcing against No More Deaths. Is there evidence of that? And if so, what is it?
So there were cell phone messages. There were subpoena text messages. There were subpoenaed last year. Activists had called the activists, quote, bean droppers in these text messages between Border Patrol agents and Fish and Wildlife Service officers. The Border Patrol were gleeful about the charges. They were ecstatic in the text messages. And then a federal judge here in Tucson, he's forced to back out of the felony case against Scott Warren after accusations of improper communication, private communication that he had with those federal agents without the presence of the defense attorneys. Now there's a new judge. He's also been accused of improperly meeting with these Federal Service employees. So at this point, there's been quite a levy of accusations back and forth. No More Deaths has produced records to demonstrate the veracity of their claims against the federal government, though.
And even as these trials and that tangled web is going on, people are still dying in the desert. How many people died crossing the border illegally last year?
We know 127 bodies were discovered in the Arizona desert. We don't exactly know how many people died, but we can certainly tell you how many were found dead.
From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, that's KJZZ's Michel Morisco. Michel, thanks.
Thank you.